Gmail defections, BYD engineering, and a scaled-back AI executive order. A personal account of abandoning Gmail, titled, in effect, "A Protest Against the Service Treating Users as Incapable of Managing Their Own Experience," attracted more than 600 Hacker News comments. The author documented a series of interface decisions and feature removals that prompted a full migration away from Google's email ecosystem, including years of archived messages, contacts, and third-party integrations. The episode illustrates how platform switching costs function less as formal barriers than as friction-laden deterrents, a dynamic the European Union's Digital Markets Act explicitly targets. A CT scan teardown of BYD car parts circulated alongside the Gmail discussion, offering a detailed look at Chinese automotive engineering. The scans reportedly revealed that BYD achieves competitive pricing not through simplified designs or cheaper materials, but through integrated engineering that reduces part counts and assembly complexity, an approach that challenges the assumption that lower-cost Chinese vehicles represent lower-quality engineering. The analysis carries policy weight as trade tensions shape decisions on tariffs, technology transfer, and competitive positioning. President Trump signed an AI executive order that was described as significantly scaled back from earlier proposals following weeks of policy reversals. The final order is considerably more limited in scope than initial drafts. The repeated revisions create planning uncertainty for companies investing in AI capabilities, though one counterargument holds that the iterative process reflects evidence-based policymaking. Initial proposals refined in response to input from technologists, economists, and civil liberties advocates, rather than simple indecision. Whether future AI policy announcements demonstrate similar refinement or shift toward more definitive, stable positions remains a key signal to watch.